You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, January 26th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $3.9 billion. That was Tesla's operating earnings for fiscal 2022's fourth quarter. It was a record for the company. Still, revenue and profits trailed Wall Street estimates. Tesla's stock is down about 35% over the past 3 months, so expectations weren't all that high heading into Wednesday's report. Likely more important for the stock than current earnings is Tesla's future outlook. And while a lot remains up in the air, going forward, Tesla expects to produce the best margins in the car business. That's despite margins falling this year. Tesla's auto business generated gross profit margins of about 26% in 2022. For 2023, those margins are projected to fall anywhere from 17 to 22%. Tesla recently shook up competitors by slashing its prices by up to 20%. It could do so because it has a cost advantage over other EV makers. And on Wednesday, Tesla said a new lower-cost platform could be Tesla's next big opportunity to cut costs. Ahead of the earnings call, the company also said its next-generation vehicle platform is under development. That would be for a lower-priced EV, which is something investors have been looking for. After the release, Tesla's shares rose about 1.5% to $146.50 in after-hours trading. The next number up is 12. That's how many quarters out of the last 14 that Boeing has failed to generate positive free cash flow. You can chalk that up to the 737 MAX debacle and the COVID-19 pandemic. Plane deliveries plummeted as airlines struggled to stay afloat amid reduced demand for air travel. On Wednesday morning, Boeing reported a fourth quarter loss of $1.75 a share that missed Wall Street expectations of a gain of 17 cents a share. CFO Brian West highlighted, quote, abnormal costs on the company's earnings conference call. That included continuing supply chain problems. Things might soon turn around for Boeing, though. The company expects to generate between $3 and $5 billion in free cash flow during 2023. And analysts expect the company to deliver roughly 600 planes, up from the 480 Boeing delivered in 2022. A lot of those deliveries will end up in China. It recently started flying the 737 MAX again. Boeing ended the year with about 250 MAX jets in inventory. According to the company, about 140 of those are destined for Chinese customers. Coming into Wednesday trading, Boeing stock was up about 11% this year and up about 48% over the past 3 months. The S&P 500 was up about 5% so far this year and up about 6% over the past 3 months. The stock ended the day up 0.3%. Our last number is 8. That's how many consecutive interest rate increases the Bank of Canada has announced since the first quarter of 2022. On Wednesday, the bank raised rates a quarter of a percentage point, which was widely expected by analysts. Traders were caught off guard, however, when the Bank of Canada signaled it was ready to put further hikes on pause if the economy cooperates. The prospect of a series of aggressive interest rate increases coming to an end weakened the Canadian dollar versus the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar, in turn, weakened versus its major rivals. That indicates traders may be speculating the Federal Reserve could follow suit after delivering what's expected to be a quarter-point hike next Wednesday. This wouldn't be the first time the Federal Reserve has followed its Canadian counterpart's lead. The Bank of Canada has been one meeting ahead of the Federal Reserve in announcing every rate increase since the central banks began tightening monetary policy last year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, January 26th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.